Well, it's already very quickly understood that rookies are not allowed to be rookies in the National Football League. The man to my left, Eagles defensive end Vinny Curry, coming off the field after a hard workout and still smiling, I see.
Oh, yeah, you got to be. You got to be. I'm just living in the moment, you know. Yeah. Going out here, giving it my own, my all, learning a lot from the veterans and, you know, just having fun, having a blast, getting ready for this upcoming season.
How different is what you did at Marshall? Just technique-wise, and what you're doing. I mean, it's a totally night and day thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So give me an example. So, Marshall, you just say, you'd see a guy, an offensive tackle, and you just blow by him with natural ability?
Yeah, it depends. It depends on the play call. Okay. Well, you know, with here, you know, coach wants you to hit your aiming points. Everything is about your
aiming. And which aiming points do you have?
You know, 2x2 if you're a 5 technique.
But people don't understand what that means. What's 5 technique? What's 2x2?
You know, basically, you know, the tackle's here, and you get your 2x2 with your feet, and you just come off that line, you know. And if you have a tight end over you, you just get in that nine line. You just run the nine line.
Okay.
You know, within at Marshall, you know, it was just, you know, we was upfield a little bit, and here, you know, you're hitting your aiming points. Everything is about aiming points and timing of your feet and timing of your hands, bringing your hands with you.
It's dancing.
Almost like dancing, yeah. You're right. It's almost like dancing, but, you know, you definitely got to have rhythm.
Oh, well, do you have rhythm?
Oh, yeah. I'm learning. You know, I got a little bit of wiggle, but, you know, I got a long way to go. You know, those guys, man, they you know, they stay second year in the system, and I'm just trying to learn, you know, at a fast pace.
Vinny, describe the difference between a college offensive tackle and an NFL offensive tackle. It's night and day, right? Everybody out here is great. They're big. They're strong. They're fast. They use their hands. They have great leverage.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's definitely called the NFL for a reason. Yeah. You know, it's the best of the best. And here, man, the difference between college and here, you know, the tackles here and the offensive line here is very athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Very athletic. So, you know, their feet work is better and they're quicker, much quicker.
What were you told at the end of June when the camps were done at NovaCare? What did coach stand up and say and tell you to do? Hey, young fellas, when you get to training camp, it's going to be a do this, make sure you're hydrated, make sure you're in shape. What kind of stuff did they tell you?
Have your mind right.
Yeah.
Have your mind right. Be ready to work.
Yeah.
You know, we all got a goal, you know, as a team, you know, and, you know, that's just making that next step. And so that's one thing us rookies is priding ourselves on, is trying to be a helping piece with the link.
Yeah. I mean, you have to this is a business for you now. This is not a game, right? This is not, hey, I'm going to go to practice. I can't do it. I got to go take classes here. You got to get down to business here, don't you?
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, that's a great thing. You know, usually you wake up at 7 in the morning, you got your meetings, and then you go to class all day. Then you got practice at 3 here. You know, you're waking up at 7, and you're going straight to work.
Yeah,
and you're going to work. So, here's is our job, and this is some things that we dreamed about doing, and now we're here. You know, we're just trying to make the best of it.
If you didn't love football, do you think you would be able to play in the NFL?
Nah, not really. You got this game got so much passion, especially if you play defense.
Yeah.
Defensive players play on emotion, so you know, at any given time, you never know what can happen. So,
are you a pregame ritual guy? Do you have something that you do that gets you fired up, or are you just naturally up and aggressive and motivated?
You know, I'm a pregame ritual guy, but now I'm starting to learn, you know, with the guys in our room, you don't need no pregame because those guys are going to be fired up. And either, you know, and it's a band. So either you riding with the band or they're going to leave you. So,
right.
You know, definitely, man. And, you know, I can't be more blessed than being in the room like with those guys. You know, those is pro bowlers.
Yeah, exactly. And all different kinds of personalities and all different
exactly.
kinds of leaders. And they've all done it. And they look at you and they hear you hear all these great things about Vinny Curry. And those guys are like, I don't care what I hear about Vinny Curry.
Oh, no, definitely. You know, it's definitely a humbling experience with those guys. Man, I have nothing but utmost respect for those guys. And, you know, you're like, those are my big brothers. You know what I mean? So,
hey, I was reading your bio, Vinny, and you were captain of your high school team.
Right.
And, you know, for a young guy, I go, by the way, I'm going to get into that. Get Fly?
Mr. Get Flea.
Okay, Twitter handle. When you're a captain of a team, I mean, even at a young age, there's a sense of responsibility that you have. Have you always been a responsible guy? Have you always been a, you know, I'm going to do the right thing kind of guy?
Most definitely. You know, with this game, you have young guys that come in or guys period, you know, that latch on to each other. You want to follow the guys that's doing the right thing, who's setting the right example, you know, on and off the field. Mm-hmm. You know, and with those qualities, man, those are mostly the most guys that does that are the guys who are actually having fun and having success in the league.
Yeah. Is Jim Washburn the kind of coach you wish you could play for here?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Is a dream come true to have a guy who rides you as hard and as loving as he does?
Oh, most definitely. He's definitely different from any coach I ever had. But, you know, at the end of the day, I know it's not personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just know he just wants the best out of me, you know, and that's one thing I'm going to try to give him. I'm going to give him my all each and every day.
What's the worst thing he said to you? Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, no.
Try to make it PG rated.
Yeah. The worst thing he said, Vinny Curry, you keep coming off that line like that, and you're not hitting your aim play. You know what? I'm going to redshirt you.
I said, get back, young boy.
Because you can't redshirt in the league. I'm going to redshirt you.
Way he says it, I know
it's not like that. He says it like that.
He's really creative with the way he criticizes players,
man.
Isn't he?
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
But it's love.
It's love, yeah. At the end of the day, it's love, you know. And all I can do is, man, just work, come out here, work hard, and just leave it all out on the field. Each day, my goal is, you know, just to get better. Yeah. Just to get better every day.
It seems like you're off to a great start, right? Are you happy with where you are?
I can do better. And you know what? I'm going to continue to work. Like, you know what I'm saying? So everything's just rolling. I'm just starting to get my feet wet, you know. Yeah. So it's just still learning a couple things in and out. And, you know, I'm just going to continue to work to get better. And, you know, we're going to get back in these meeting rooms and these films and, you know, work on because I did make some errors today.
Yeah.
But, you know, I made them at full speed, though.
Right.
So that's a good thing.
Mr. Get Flea.
99.
Mr. Get Flea.
99.
What does that mean?
Flea is just my nickname. You know, at college, you know, I just hung out with a group of friends and college teammates. You know, we started this Flea Nation thing, and Flea is my nickname, and it just branched off like that. You know, stands for fly like each and every day.
Okay.
You know, and we started doing a little bit of community services when I was down in college, you know, visiting children's hospitals and, you know, going to elderly cancer patients. You know, my mom died of liver cancer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we just started doing a lot of things in the community of Huntington, West Virginia, and man, it just stuck with us.
Yeah, you're a good guy, aren't you?
I'm trying to be.
Yeah, you like to be good to people, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And then you turn the switch, and you're a complete animal on the football field.
This is what we love to do, baby.
Yeah,
this is everything. This is where you take your anger out and aggression out, and you have fun with it.
Good stuff.
Vinny Curry.
Man,
thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.